First and foremost, I do not own any of the rights to any of the music playing in the background of this episode of Water to Wine with myself, Ariana Redwine. Furthermore, some of the material I'll be reading for this episode is from my new favorite book, The Only Astrology Book You'll Ever Need by Joanna Martine Woolfolk. I bought my copy at Barnes & Noble's, however, I know it's sold on Amazon and can be found at several bookstores throughout. Anywho, by this time you should definitely have your wine poured because the legal portion is over and disclosed. Plus, I'm done bragging about my book, so cheers, lovely. Cheers, lovelies. This episode is called Vibin' Virgo. Yes, it's Virgo time. What the hell would you do without a Virgo next to you in the world? I mean, hey, what would you do without me? Bigger question, what's up with Virgos? Yeah, we're not the average. And yes, I said we. I'm a Virgo as well. But no, this isn't about me. It's about another Virgo gracing us tonight. That section of Virgo isn't easy. However, it can be rewarding to the person that puts in the effort to try. Besides, Virgo spends enough time dissecting and examining themselves anyway. Virgo is a hell of a ride, like the exciting part of taking off and landing in a plane. It's a vibe you get when you first meet a Virgo like our guest tonight, who's a loving sister, loyal friend, my lovely daughter, and your favorite bartender, Carriana Alizé. Please introduce yourself, baby girl.
Hello, I'm Carriana Alizé. You can follow me on Instagram, K-A-Y underscore Alizé, A-L-I-Z-A-Y. I'm on Facebook, Carriana Alizé, and Twitter, SChaCha07.
Thank you so much, honey. And as always, her information will be in the description box, so don't forget to check her out. So you're the first Virgo I've got to yet. Are you excited or nervous?
A little bit both.
It doesn't matter because I'm lit about this shit.
It's lit.
Is it okay if I disclose your real birth date or birthday?
Yes.
All right, perfect. It's August 26th, correct?
Yes.
All right. Did you know you were a cuss baby?
No.
Okay. Well, and you're also the first part of the decanate of your sign of Virgo. Did you know that?
I don't even know what that means.
Okay, well, I'm gonna explain all that to you, and I'm gonna read it to you too as well.
Okay.
I'm gonna go ahead and drop my normal facts and details about Virgo. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. Virgo is the sixth sign in the zodiac. Virgo's dates are August 23rd to September 22nd. Virgo's earth element is earth, and earth signifies practicality, conservatism, and stability. Virgo sign quality is mutable. Other mutable signs are Gemini, Sagittarius, and Pisces. And I'm sorry, other earth signs are Taurus and Capricorn. I meant to tell you guys that as well. And back to Virgo again. Virgo's sign quality is mutable. Other mutable signs are Gemini, Sagittarius, and Pisces. Qualities are adaptability, open-mindedness to change. Virgo's ruling planet is Mercury. Mercury also rules Gemini. Mercury rules communication, intelligence, and intellectual energy. Virgo's symbol is the Virgin, representing purity. Virgo's opposite sign, or polarity, is Pisces. Virgo's magical birth sign, which was a surprise to me, is Sapphire. And their metal is Mercury. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and read you your cusp information. And I'm going to see if you relate to it. And I'll read your decanate and see if you can relate to that. Is that cool?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. And then we'll get into the questions after that.
Okay.
All right, perfect. Okay. So, as I was saying, you are a cuss baby, and what I meant by being a cuss baby is that you fall into the cusp of being partially a Leo. with the dates being born August 23rd through August 27th. So you kind of barely made it being born August 26th, okay?
Slid up in there real quick.
You slid on in there. Okay, so you are a Virgo with Leo tendencies. You are, and again, this is from that book, my book that I referred to earlier. But you are a Virgo with Leo tendencies. You are kind, gracious, and reliable. You also possess great flair and personal style. Your optimism, wit, and sense of fun magnetically draw people towards you. Projects you undertake are likely to be successful because of your eye for detail and quick intelligence. Often you end up handling the whole show because of your organizational abilities. Sometimes you are impatient with the irresponsibility of others. You shine in social settings. And love, you tend to be effusive, warm, and loyal. Would you say you agree with that?
Yeah.
What part do you agree with?
The little part for sure, but I don't know, like, it's all pretty relatable, I guess.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and tell you what I think resonates with you, since I know you so well because you're my kid.
Yeah.
Okay. So, the part that stood out to me is that you are kind, gracious, and reliable. And you also possess great flair and personal style.
Oh, thanks. I guess.
Oh, whatever.
No, I'm just kidding, yeah.
Oh, now you got a little voice? We can barely hear you now? Oh, whatever. She acting shy, y'all.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, you often, and the other thing is you magnetically draw people towards you. And you know you do.
I got that water. Yeah, no, people like me, I guess. I'm pretty likable, I think. I'm definitely kind. I think Virgos are definitely kind.
Yeah, I think you are kind, and I do think Virgos are kind naturally. I think that we are a very special, special, special breed of people. A lot of people would disagree, because you see the memes about Virgo all the damn time. That
haters.
Ain't shit.
Haters. They think we're crazy.
They do think we're crazy.
A little bit. Nah, but the part where it says, like, we're leaders or we end up taking over the project, that's totally true, because, like... You know, it's good to be a leader. And if I feel like, you know, it could be done in a more orderly fashion, I'm going to let you know.
Yes. That was the next part I was getting to, is that would you say that you take over the show? And I was going to go ahead and answer that for you.
I don't try to, but I am impatient for sure.
All right. So I'm going to read your... decanant to you. You actually fall in the first decanant. Each sign has three decanants, and they describe your personality, or your, they better describe your personality trait for your sign more in detail or more in depth. Okay. So your first decanant, the first decanant's dates are August 23rd through September 1st. The key word is analyze. Or analyst. Okay. So your constellation is Crater. And it's the cup. The goblet of Apollo. The cup symbolizes emotional giving. Planetary subruler is Mercury. Mercury, planet of the mind, is both your ruler and subruler, giving you a formidable intellect. You approach problems rationally. You want to find out the reason things happen. And then apply your knowledge to working out a better system. Often, your insights are thought of as prophetic, but they are the result of keen observation. You have a warm and witty personality that draws friends and admirers. However, your standards are high, and you expect intelligence and docrum in the people you associate with. In love, you are romantic and devoted and have great sensitivity toward a lover. There is much nervous energy churning beneath your surface. You tend to worry secretly and fuss over small problems. Would you say that's on point?
It's on point. It's the truth.
They calling us out?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know that falls in my category too, don't you?
Yeah.
For sure. So I'm on the right path so far.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So this is going to be a good interview.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. So I'm going to head directly into these questions. Dun, 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 dun. I got some deep questions for Virgo. I guess because I went deep on myself, I got deep questions for Virgo. So if I get too intrusive, you just shut me down, okay?
Okay.
Not really, though, because I won't edit that shit out.
Okay.
Nothing's censored on here.
Okay.
Okay. Are you a shy or social Virgo? Virgos have a tendency to be quite shy at first.
I think I am shy, like, before you meet me. But then once you meet me, like, yeah, I'm not shy no more. I don't know.
Do you have to be, do you kind of get the, read the vibes of people, or do you have to be in a special social setting, or?
I'm definitely socially awkward, so yes, I definitely have to, like, feel vibes. Like, I gotta feel you out as a person first before I decide, like, you know, if I want to interact with you a little more, I guess.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. I guess I can say that I get reading vibes before you get too involved with people or let people know too much about you.
For sure, yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I could be cordial, but, like, you know what I'm saying? Not everybody deserves to know the real you.
Okay, so I'm going to kind of skip a question then.
Okay.
So that kind of makes me wonder, that makes me curious. Are you a private person? Are Virgos private or secretive?
I let people see what I want them to see. I'll put it that way. No more, no less.
Okay. All right. Like, that's secretive.
Like, I'm private.
That sounds
in a way,
very secretive.
But, like, I
that sounds
I let
very
people-
ominous and mysterious. And I'm going to let you know that Virgos are like the mysterious zodiac sign of all. Like, astrologers are. We're, like, seriously, we're the curious ones. We're the ones. I have a question mark tattooed on the back of my ear because I'm confused half the damn time.
No, yeah. I definitely feel like it's good to be mysterious. I like when a motherfucker is mysterious. Like, you know what I mean? It's spontaneous. It leaves something to the mind to think on. I don't know.
All right. I like that, too. I mean, okay, so Virgos are very guarded and private in to an extent. Would you find that to be correct? Basically on what we were just talking about.
Yeah, basically you let people see what you want them to see, not more, not less. But I learned that, you know what I'm saying, throughout life. Because I used to be very open. And then... Huh? I learned what to share with people and what not to share with people.
That makes sense. I learned that the hard way.
Yeah, I think I did too. Low key.
I think a lot of people learn that shit the hard way, yeah, though. I don't know. I don't think that has to do with any sun sign in particular. I think a lot of people learn that shit the hard way.
Yeah. I've always been private in a way before, like to an extent.
You have always.
Yeah.
Except with me.
Yeah. That's to say, I let you, like, you know, I let you in if I feel like you're worthy.
Yes. Yes. But you're kind of reading my mind right now because I have a question similar to that. Oh, this your song?
No, I was saying reading my mind. For yourself or for me, the question?
No. I had a question for you that was similar to that. But I'm not going to get to that yet.
Okay.
Okay, so... Would you consider yourself to be a worrier? I've read that that's a consistent thing with our sign.
Yeah, I guess so. And more with ourselves.
No, like a worrier, like worry all the time.
Oh, worrier.
Not
I'm
like
dead.
A No.
I know. Like, strong.
I know. It's like, I knew people were going to consider that. No, I'm thinking like a worry wart.
Yes. I'm always overthinking. I'm always worried. I think that has to do with, like, I'm not OCD or, like, super organized, but, like, Virgo, we do have to have, like, things a certain way, even if it's, like, in our mind.
Yeah, I have, there's a method to my madness, so.
Right.
I get it.
It's levels to this shit.
Seriously. Yeah, in that order. To be very exact. Without digging too deep into making this about me, I get exactly what the hell you're talking about. So.
You feel me?
I feel you. Okay. Virgos have an uncanny ability to see into human nature or motives, so to say. Would you say that's correct? Kind of like how you kind of guessed that I might be asking a certain question. Would you say that you can kind of see into what people are going to do? Or is it just that you are just observing their nature?
Well, I'm psychic, like, 49 seconds before things happen. But also, I peep shit, like, you know what I mean?
You're just observant?
Very observant. Gotta be observant. Gotta observe your surroundings. Body language and, like, just vibes is, like, a big thing for me. I could tell how someone is, like, feeling.
So you read vibes really good. Hence the name Vibin' Virgo.
Vibin' Virgo. Vibin'. Don't kill my vibe.
Well, you seem like you're vibing and chilling right now, so.
Yes.
Are you getting good vibes now?
Yes.
Perfect. So it's not too intrusive.
Mm-mm.
All right, perfect.
I was born for this, baby.
Okay, it's said that Virgos thrive as in truly at their best when they are in any loving relationship, whether it's platonic or not.
Yes.
Aww.
Yeah. I feel like I'm a relationship person. I do well in relationships. It feels good to be loved, have a partner, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I do well with that.
Yeah. So, of course, my audience is going to have to know. Are you single, in a relationship?
Ooh, yeah, my business, don't do that. No, I'm just kidding.
You don't have to answer.
I'm in a relationship, yes.
Okay.
I'm taken.
So, let me ask you this. Right. If you weren't taken, is there any particular sign that you would not go for, or do you even care?
Oh, that was an intense question.
Yeah.
I'm not going to judge them by their sign because people judge me by my sign.
See, I don't sign bash, especially not in this segment of me doing interviews with signs. I don't sign bash. But I do have to ask people if they would not go for a particular sign. I don't go into deep on why they wouldn't. I just simply ask if they wouldn't.
Yeah. But y'all fucking Pisces is a trip. I'll just say that.
I married one, so I understand.
Yeah, I'll just say that. But
a lot of people have said Pisces, bro.
Yeah, man.
Cookie, dude.
But you never know. You never know. It's funny. Funny you asked that. Talk about that later.
All right, we'll shelf that for when you will you return? Will you come back on the pod?
Of course.
There's your accent.
Yes, you like it.
I love it.
Thank you.
Okay. Are Virgos affectionate people?
Yes, my big ass baby. But you're not affectionate, so.
Oh, don't throw me out there like that.
Okay, no. Let me not say that. You are affectionate. But you're not. You just don't believe in, like, PDA. My bad. I'm telling your business. But that's what I'm saying. Like, just because I'm like that. Like,
oh, shit. I'm going to edit that shit out.
Nah, you said no edits.
Look, y'all, I'm a...
You ain't going to do nothing.
I'm a loving person.
I'm going to say you're a very, very loving person.
I am not a...
You're not overly affectionate.
I'm not overly affectionate.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
If my husband was in here, he would probably be fucking flipping out right now.
She is affectionate.
No, he would probably fucking agree with you.
Yeah.
I have my moments.
You do.
I have my moments.
Those are the best moments.
Yes. And that's when you know that I really care.
Yeah. You're very loving.
I'm very loving. Affectionate is hard for
I'm
me.
Very affectionate.
Yes, you are very affectionate. I love that about you. Okay. I've read that Virgos can be devoted and loyal to anyone they feel worthy of that devotion. Can you describe that?
Gotta be worthy, man. You can't just be giving your love to anybody. I'm gonna play this song. This is Worthy.
Gina, okay, okay, Jemaya. Okay.
It's my karaoke song, y'all. It's a good song. But yeah, when somebody is like worth it, you know, like when you're a team, when you're a partner, they deserve your love. But if they ain't worth it, they ain't worth it.
I've read that Virgo women especially can leave you at the drop of a dime if they get the slightest bit of a feeling that you aren't worthy.
Guilty as charged. Do you feel that way?
I do.
Yeah. It's kind of bad. Like, it's kind of scary.
I feel like that's something that eventually Virgo grows out of when
it's worth it.
When we find a peace within ourselves that we realize that perfection cannot be found within an individual because it can't be found truthfully within ourselves because we're always striving for it.
Yeah.
I just feel that's on some deep shit, but that's just my way of thinking. I was always looking for someone to have this, to have that, to have this. They had to have certain qualifications. And when I lowered some of those qualifications because my standards weren't exactly where they should have been, I got to the point where I was like, hey, you know, all right, maybe I should take a chance. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it was on somebody that I did think was worthy. But it also goes back to that, having that sensibility that... on somebody's nature, on, you know, thinking, on, you know, kind of sensing somebody's motives. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Feeling the vibes.
Yeah, exactly. If you feel like somebody has bad motives, you're not gonna fuck with them like that. If they have good motives, you will fuck with them. Are you the same way?
Yes.
So, with that being said, you know, we can definitely cheers to that. But, all right. So, We on accordance with that. Do people often come to you about relationship advice? If so, do you feel like you give good advice?
I feel like I give great advice. I wish I could take my own advice sometimes.
Me too.
Honestly. But people don't be trying to listen, though. They will. Sometimes I feel like I give good advice for no reason.
No reason at all?
Nah, not no reason at all. They come to me because I give good advice. That's a good reason.
I think you give great advice. I think we're horrible at taking our own advice.
Exactly.
And if we did, we'd be in... We don't know how to set boundaries. We know how to tell other people to set boundaries, but we don't know how to set them ourselves.
Hell yeah.
That's the problem.
Terrible.
It's horrible. But you do feel like you give good advice. Mm-hmm. Give me an instance when you give good advice. I know I'm putting you on the spot. Just because I feel like it. I know. It's horrible. I do that sometimes.
I don't know. I guess I told somebody not to, like, deal with certain things that I've dealt with. You know what I mean? Told somebody, like, leave that nigga if he did that, you know? And I didn't leave that nigga when he did that. Man.
But
it was good advice. Because the truth reveals itself every time.
True statement. The truth will always come out.
Yes. Honesty is the best policy.
It is. I try not to lie because I'm a terrible liar.
Swear to God. You know when I'm lying. That shit don't even sound right. You're like, bitch, what?
Only because you done lied to me a couple of times.
It's too much to, like, think about. Let me tell you this. If motherfuckers start explaining stuff too much and shit's not adding up, you know they're lying. If you're confused by the end of the story, it's a lie.
Okay, that brings me to a question that I was actually going to ask you. It said that Virgos can sense when somebody is lying, even from a talented, well-versed liar. Do you know this to be true, or have you encountered a situation where you've called bullshit quickly?
I call bullshit constantly in my mind. I always say it out loud. But yeah, I can tell every time when somebody's lying. Not every time, but for the most part.
Yeah, cheers to that. Cheers to the part where we don't always say it. Mm-hmm. I find it interesting that you said we don't always say it. Because there's been plenty of times where I've known a person is lying. And there's this meme I seen one time. Mm-hmm. And I still have it in my phone. It's one of my favorite memes. And it has... what's his name on it? What's the actor's name? Oh, I can't remember his name, but David Franco. Mm-hmm. Or what's one of the Franco brothers? Mm-hmm. Not David. James Franco. Mm-hmm. Is it James Franco?
I don't know. Anyways.
I don't want to say his name wrong on my podcast.
You know, I'm not really good with names.
But, you know, I am good with actors' names, and that makes me feel horrible. Oh, and I can't look it up right now. I can't. You totally have to look it up.
You can edit it and...
No, I don't edit anything.
Oh, God.
Well, I had to edit a couple things once.
What was the moral of the story?
Anyway, the moral of the story is, he's got this face and he's looking and he's like, I know you lying, but continue. That's me. I know you lying, but go ahead, continue. Because I'm interested in how far you gonna take go, this shit.
Like, what the fuck is you about to tell me? Because at this point, I know whatever you say is a lie.
I'm just so curious at how far you gonna take the lie. I don't know if it's because I'm a knowledge seeker or a people watcher or what, but, like, are you a people watcher?
Man, working at the bar, you gotta be a people watcher.
Yeah. I was gonna ask you about that, too. How do you like work and how are you being as social as it was talking about you are? How is it working at the bar? Do you feel like that Leo in you, being on the cusp of being a Leo, is why you're able to get over being shy being at the bar? Because I've seen you work and you are super friendly. Everybody loves you. Like,
I don't know. I just like kind of do my job and I'm nice. You know what I mean? So I think that's what's like, people are like, oh, she's pretty and she's nice. You know what I mean? And so then, like, you know, you just remember people. And I'm friendly.
Yeah, you're good at remembering names, too. I noticed that your customers always come back, and then you remember their names, and...
Yeah, you remember their drinks, and just make them feel special. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm a nice person. So it's pretty easy, my job.
Yeah. I mean...
I get, like, so many different characters in a day. It's funny.
Is that enjoyable?
It's interesting. It is enjoyable. And like I said, like, everything I see, I don't say out loud. So it's pretty funny to, like, laugh at the shit.
Man. Okay. So, you know, of course, what I used to do. I used to get a kick. Of course, I'll talk about that in my interview. But I used to get a kick out of fucking watching people. She used to fucking...
Yeah.
That was... Hilarious.
Hilarious.
Hilarious. Okay. So, Virgos are very critical thinkers. However, can also be very critical of themselves. Do you believe that's due to the fear of failing? That's a deep one. And if you need a second to think about that one, it's all right. Virgos are very critical thinkers. However, can also be very critical of themselves. Do you believe that's due to the fear of failing?
For sure. Like, we want to be great. So, like, we're always trying to be great. And we're definitely, like, we are our own biggest critics, I feel like, as a Virgo. I don't know about everybody else, but that's how I feel.
Yeah.
Like, I'm hardest on myself.
Yeah.
Because I want to be so great, and I know I'm capable of being great, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel that. I feel like sometimes we can be our own worst enemies.
Yeah.
Because we strive for perfectionism so much. And I think that's one of our biggest flaws, to be honest with you. But then again, maybe it's not a flaw. And I know that's a contradictory statement.
I think it's good to be self-conscious, but not like overly self-conscious, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you have to find the balance.
Yeah, working on that.
Yeah. Work in progress.
Mm-hmm, girl. Okay. So, would you say that you have the ability to see the potential in other people?
Yeah, for sure. I think I want everybody around me to be great, and I feel like I surround myself with people that want to be great. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I believe in the people that are around me.
That's good. That brings me to another question. When you say that you believe in the people that are around you, that seems very genuine. Do you think Virgos are genuine? Naturally genuine?
Yeah, I think we're good people, despite what people think. Because all my friends are meaningful to me, like...
You know, they go back to that loyalty.
Like family, yeah, like loyalty. And I want us all to go...
And to prosper, yeah.
Yeah.
Build an empire.
For real.
I think Virgo wants to, like, adopt everyone.
we'll discuss that in your interview.
the ones that we feel like are worth it.
Yeah.
Or that need us, so to say.
Yeah, we like to take care of people.
I think we are caregivers.
For sure.
Speaking of, you are a caregiver as well.
Mm-hmm.
And very loyal at it.
Thank you. I try.
So you take care of your little sisters.
Yeah. My babies. Shout out to JoJo and Trinity.
And of course, we'll have to understand that with family, it's a big major thing for Virgo. But sometimes, do you ever feel like you're the black sheep?
I don't know. What does black sheep mean?
Like the outsider. It's an old saying when I say black sheep.
I kind of like being the outsider. Like, I like being weird. I like being in my own world for sure. But no, I don't feel that way. I feel like...
The mother hen?
Yeah, like I got it the hardest. Being the oldest, like... It's crazy. You gotta set a good example, you know what I mean, for your younger siblings and your kids out here.
Yeah, for sure. So, that is pretty much most of the questions that I was gonna ask you. But I do have a couple more things to go into with you on Virgo. Also, because I am a Virgo, so I'm just curious if you do some of the things that I do.
Mm-hmm.
So, since we have a little bit of time, I'm going to just ask you just nitpicky questions. Just because I fucking feel like it.
Okay.
So, you said that you don't have an OCD thing.
I don't know, like, I feel like things have to be in order, like, in a way, and, like, in front of me sometimes, like, I adjust things, and I like things to be clean, but I'm not, like, overly OCD. I wouldn't think I'm OCD, no.
Do you think I am?
Yeah, for sure. Like, you have to have things a certain way. I'm, like, a little more lenient.
Okay, so maybe that's not just a Virgo thing. Maybe that's a me thing. Okay, so.
It could definitely be a Virgo thing.
Oh, I love this song.
Shout out to Jermaine.
Yeah, seriously, remember me this way.
This should be my song.
But, okay, so we talked about the affection. So we knocked that out the table. Well, you knocked that out the table.
Knocked it out the park.
Yeah, way out the park. Send fucking some ozone.
Anyway. It wasn't too far out.
Yeah, no.
It's close to home.
Yeah, okay. All right, so do you feel like Virgo is a good role model.
I think we try to be good people, caretakers, you know.
I would have to agree. So why do you think we get such a bad rep? That's my very last question for you. And then, well, actually, I'm sorry. That's not my last question. My last question is, what are your biggest pet peeves? But why do you think we get such a bad rep?
Because we are quick to cut people off. I don't know. People call us crazy. I don't really know why. I like to hear it from the people.
For the people.
Yeah, leave comments. Tell us why Virgos are crazy.
Yes, please leave comments.
We can discuss that.
Yeah, opinions welcome.
Oh, okay, but Brandon did say, or Lisa said, somebody said that we don't think that we're as bad as we are.
Oh, no, Lisa. Lisa hit that hoe. She said we're in our own little worlds.
Yeah, and we don't think we're as bad as we are.
Are in our own worlds.
We're definitely in our own worlds.
Yeah, we are in our own worlds.
I love it here. It's fine.
And she wasn't bashing us. She just said that we were in our own worlds.
Yeah, we definitely are.
Maybe it's because we're in our own worlds, and you think that's why we get a bad rep.
No, I think she said, like somebody said, that we don't ever think that we're wrong.
Ah.
That's like something I'm learning. That people have told me, which I don't feel that way, but like, if other people do, maybe it's a thing.
So, okay, so
I can admit when I'm wrong.
You can admit when you're wrong.
Yeah, yeah. I apologize and everything.
That's good.
Yeah. Are you like that?
Why are you interviewing me? You've been interviewing me this whole time.
Okay, my bad. I'm not allowed to ask questions. You're asking me a lot of questions.
We should have named this the Virgo Virgo.
I can't ask like two or three.
Yeah, you could ask a couple.
Well, you're a Virgo, so I want to know how you feel too.
Yeah, no, I feel that. I ain't even mad at you. Okay, so with that being said, can I admit when I'm wrong?
Yeah.
You want me to answer that for real?
Honestly. Honesty is the best policy, remember?
Yeah, it is, for sure. I'm not a good liar, so can I admit when I'm wrong?
Or is it hard for you to?
Hell yeah. It's very hard for me to admit when I'm wrong.
It's not hard for me to admit, I just don't think that what I'm doing is wrong, maybe, and then I see it from other person's perspective. But I'm good at seeing things from other people's
point of view,
even though they say that I'm not.
let me explain something to you.
Explain it to me.
It's hard for me to admit when I'm wrong because I'm hardly ever wrong.
Oh, yes. See, I think that's, they think that's bad about us because we say shit like that.
Well, with that being said, I'm so happy that you came on the show today. I'm so happy.
Yes.
Last question. What are your biggest pet peeves?
Where a motherfucker lie to me. Bitch, don't lie to me. I don't like people that lie. I don't know what else.
That's just your biggest one?
Yeah.
Well, that was awesome.
And I hate when the energy that I'm giving is not given.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So you like to be treated
The way I treat you, yeah.
All right.
Be kind, everyone. Be kind. You never know what a person is going through in life.
Very well said. And I appreciate your honesty on this show. And thank you so much for coming on.
Yes, thanks for having me.
You're welcome, baby. All right. And with that being said, I'm going to disclose some famous Virgos with you and close the show off. Mm-hmm. Because we have had a hell of an episode, and apparently y'all learned some shit about me too, which was not supposed to happen yet, but that's okay, because my daughter felt the need to interview me as well, because I was asking her questions. I guess she needed to dig into my shit too. I don't know. But anyway, don't you have the one that is not in my book right now is Beyonce. And who else did you say that you have the same birthday as? Keke Palmer, correct?
Keke Palmer, shout out to Keke Palmer, August 26, 1996.
Right on.
It's my Kobe year, shout out to Kobe, he's a Virgo.
Yes. So we have Mark Anthony, Lance Armstrong, Lauren Bacall, Anne Bancroft, excuse me, Ingrid Bergman, Kobe Bryant, Sid Caesar, Patsy Cline, Confucius, Sean Connery, Harry Connick Jr., Macaulay Culkin, Cameron Diaz, Queen Elizabeth I, the Virgin Queen, Greta Garbo, Richard Gere, Hugh Grant, Faith Hill, Michael Jackson, Jesse James, Tommy Lee Jones, Michael Keaton, Gene Kelly, Stephen King, D.H. Lawrence.
Stephen King.
Yeah, right.
Talented.
John McCain, Bob Newhart, Ryan Phillippe, River Phoenix, Keanu Reeves, Leanne Rimes, Claudia Schaefer, Charlie Sheen, Oliver Stone, Mother Teresa, Lily Tomlin, Shania Twain, George Wallace, and H.G. Wells. And that's just the name some. So with that being said, of course you guys know the normal routine. I love you guys so much. Thank you for coming on again, Kariana. It's been a pleasure. You know, I love you. I love all you that have come on so far and all the ones that are coming on soon. Thank you so much, you guys. Thank you so much, water listeners, for listening and for your support. Be kind to one another. Always wear your mask, sanitize, wash your hands, be blessed. Again, be kind. Treat one another as you would like to be treated, as Kariana said. Be loyal. I hope everyone prospers. Take the world in and hold it. Beloved. It. And I'm out. We're out.
We're out.
Virgo love.
Virgo love.
Peace.
Peace.
You're so good.